Yes, welcome back to RDU 98.5. And I'm very excited to have in the studio with me from our Monday show sponsor, The Court Theatre, I'm Alison Ng. Good morning.
Good morning, Marina.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm very well. How is The Court Theatre?
A little battered by the wind.
Yeah, oh my God, that was mental over the weekend.
But, you know, I think it's matching the drama on stage outside.
That's actually a really good way to put it. So I want to talk a bit more about Dance Nation. And last time we had a chat about this, I did a fantastically bad job of talking about the dance and Dance Nation, given that it's called Dance Nation. I didn't really ask that much about the dance. So, was this a large undertaking for the actors? Like, there must be a few dance scenes, right?
Oh, yeah, there are a few. It isn't a dance show, but, there is definitely dance in there, and we're very lucky to have the fantastic Kara Josephson choreographing, as well as playing the role of the moms and also doing intimacy choreo for us. But it is quite clear in the script that you should cast actors, not dancers. And so Kalyani had some his classical Indian dance training, but for most of them, it was pretty new. I mean, we've got Lizzie Tolomash, who's a circus performer, so like people who use their bodies, but this was an entirely new thing for them. And because of the nature of the script, it takes you to a few different places with dance as well.
Yeah, right.
There's
a few like styles going on.
Yeah, like we get to see a little bit of like what they're competing with. I won't give too much away about this, but there's a dance that we refer to as the face dance. You'll have to come and see to know what it is. another dance that gets referred to as sexy baby robots.
These are all great.
Yeah, so it goes to a few places. And I think, you know, it is the combo of, like, for me, the really joyous part is for the first 2 weeks, every morning was dedicated to choreography.
Yeah, right.
Which was, you know, pretty exhausting on the actors, but they were amazing. And then it was so great where they got to the point with the dance where their actor selves were coming into it too. So
yeah,
they're really
dancing
as their characters and, you know, not just as an actor going, oh, fuck, I got to learn these steps. But they're pretty phenomenal. I feel very proud of them.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point, actually, I think, is, you know, acting and dancing almost isn't that straightforward. Like, it is doing two tasks, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, I think what's kind of fun to play with in this world is there is, you know, particularly in that sort of competitive dance zone, there is a type of acting that goes with that, right? Particularly perky there is a face that you put on, or like for the lyrical numbers, maybe a certain soulfulness. So they're presenting that, but then we're also getting to see like the distinct characters of, you know, like who is the the top, most polished, most ambitious dancer, who's kind of the weird kid in the class.
Right.
I have a particular softness for the weird kid in the class.
Hey, they've got to be represented too, you know.
Yeah. And we in theatre, I think, have a natural affinity with the good old weirdos out there. it's one of the delightful things. And also, because layered into that as well, this is a play with many layers, is that we're seeing the adult actors as their preteen selves. So it's, you know, that's present as well. And just, you know, for me, really adds to the joy of it and the interest in it.
Yeah. It must be like, from everything I've heard so far, there are so many layers to this. And it's almost quite impressive for a stage play, really. But one of the layers of it is that it's actually quite funny, this whole thing. So is it kind of stated anywhere that the dancing has to be perfect?
No, the opposite is actually stated.
Yeah, right.
I think the thing is that if you ask a bunch of performers to perform something, they are going to do their absolute best. Yeah. But it's definitely, like, she is very clear on not casting dancers. Like, that the point isn't to present you with a perfect dance number.
Right.
But at the same time, and it's one of the things, like, same as having adults play preteens, it's never parodic. Like, it is often hilarious, but it's that it's hilarious because, I mean, God, partly just because of the absolute honesty of it, and because it's already operating in quite a weird world. Like, if anyone has watched Dance Moms, you know, she's drawing very directly from that. And there are some, like, the dances they do range from, like, cute to highly problematic.
Which I kind of thought that might be part of it.
And characters that you'd think of as larger than life, except that they do exist in real life. So a lot of the humor comes from that, but also from the way that she, like, lets that kind of what I think of as, like, the highly subjective, surreal reality come out. There's an absolutely epic moment where one of the characters, like, really kind of taps into this feeling of, like, what if I didn't diminish my power? What if I really went for it?
Okay. I love a bit of empowerment.
Yeah, that's... it's challenging for more conservative audience members because really go for it.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, I keep thinking, you know, there was that Barbie monologue that was doing the rounds. This monologue beats that hands down.
Oh, shit. Because that Barbie monologue is quite good, but okay.
Yeah. I mean, I do think if you're a fan of Barbie but could do with more fangs in your Barbie, this is the show.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So that is Dance Nation, which is on at the moment. Now, when is it on until?
Until Saturday. So if you want to see it, and you do want to see it, you don't have many more chances.
Okay, so, duly noted.
Yeah, and we've got a little promo code floating around there for a double pass. So if you follow us on socials, you should be able to catch that.
Of course.
And of course, there's always student prices available too.
Yeah. Everything. Thank you. Students need prices for them.
I was a student for a very long time myself. I understand.
And I just want to touch very briefly on the haka party incident, which is a real flip from this. It's quite different.
Yeah, it is. Although they're both drawing on reality. And this is another, I mean, I'm going to say this about all the shows, but you don't want to miss it. It's this is one a show that we're bringing in. It's from Tasman Ray Productions, written and directed by Katie Wolfe. And so it's been at the Auckland Festival. It's had two seasons now in Auckland that have both sold out. It's been to Wellington, Rotorua, currently in Tauranga. So, like, this is, I think, the first time coming to the South Island, which is really exciting.
Right, cool.
And it's a style of theatre called verbatim or documentary theatre. So Katie has drawn on the archives, but also interviewed, I think she interviewed 38 different people who were involved in this incident in the 70s, where University of Auckland engineering students had this annual tradition of a mock haka and clashed with the activist group He Toa. Everything that you hear on stage is exactly what those people said.
Wow.
Verbatim. But what is really cool is that that is then also combined with this haka performance. So you've got, like, this incredible kind of accuracy in you know, really, like, these were the words, including, like, the intonations, the everything, like, recreated by these actors, but with this Still with this beautiful, like, theatricality of, I mean, we all know how powerful a haka can
be. Yeah, yeah.
And there's classic and contemporary haka in there, including a new one created by Katie's son. So,
wow. Oh, yeah, my gosh.
It's going to be quite special. And it's very, you know, like, it's really, I think the advantage of something like documentary theatre is, like, all of the nuances, all of the complexities, you know, you can't, like, just simplify it down into, it allows all of that to just be there. And, you know, it's a pretty, I didn't actually know about this incident.
I was going to say, I didn't know about this.
Yeah. And it's astonishing and was kind of, you know, it was one of those little turning points in New Zealand history.
I can imagine, yeah.
And apparently the University of Canterbury students had a similar tradition.
I mean, it wouldn't shock me, unfortunately.
So, yeah, it's deeply relevant, but also very cool theatre.
Wow. Yeah. And I don't think when people think of script writing, they, interviews don't come into that equation, really, in a lot of people's minds, I don't think.
No, it's quite a special genre, which, like, if you're a theatre student or a theatre nerd, you probably know about, but I don't think most people do. And so it is, like, I think a special opportunity from that perspective as well to see a contemporary Aotearoa work exploring this genre. There's been a couple of others. There's some famous ones. There's Miranda Harcourt's Verbatim, or people might know the Laramie Project.
Yeah.
So this is a new local one and a pretty important event.
Yeah, and it's crazy how I didn't know about this, like, as an event that really happened.
Yeah, that's what astonished me as well. And it's a really powerful and moving script. I can't wait to see it. Like, seven phenomenal performers. Should be a pretty unique experience.
And when is that starting?
The 27th.
27th.
It's Friday, yeah.
Cool. Well, I'm sure we'll talk plenty more about the Haka Party incident in the weeks to come. But for now, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Len.
Have a wonderful day. Is Monday's a busy day?
Monday's a busy day, but yeah. You know, it's nice and sunny.
Yeah, exactly. Positive thinking. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Oh, and we're welcoming the Something Rotten cast and crew today. So that's going to be one of my nice little highlights for this
fantastic
Monday.
Yeah. This is why I need to work in theatre. yeah. Right. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.